Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Hello, friends. Sure glad that you can join us for show number 2 of Grand Central. So if you were with me last week, you'll recall me outlining that the show has 2 side-by-side priorities. First, hey, this is radio. So you, the listener, in the here and now, that is the real-time priority, of course. That there is something here right now that is interesting or insightful or encouraging for you as you've chosen to tune in live on a Wednesday afternoon. But secondly, I am hopeful that we can look back a year from now and celebrate having created a little library of 50 to 52 shows that you can revisit or others can find and enjoy as a series for the first time. All of that to say, Grand Central is both an in-the-moment thing and a build-in-process thing. So here on show number 2, still with me hosting solo, though lots of guests will join me in episodes ahead, I thought we'd lay some more interesting groundwork for Grand Central listeners. Just recently, I was the guest speaker for a boomers group in York Region. That's the area above Toronto where I live. Now then, I've spoken to hundreds upon hundreds of groups over the years, all kinds of conferences, large and small, domestic and international, universities, professional development events for educators, places of worship, of course, government gatherings, on. And hey, inside of my Youth Unlimited Compassion Series work over the last few years, my work has included speaking to lots of children as young as kindergarten age. Gee, my last book launch for the nursery rhyme book was filled with kids between ages 3 to 7. But boomers, oh yeah, boomers, they are an interesting group to speak to. And based on what this little show is all about, my guess is that Grand Central's primary listenership is most likely going to be boomers. So what about all of these age groupings and their names? Is it just something hard to keep up with, I think? So let's catch you up a bit, or maybe put you in the know for the first time. Okay, here we go. If you were born between 1928 and 1945, your current age, as we record the show, would be between age 79 and 86. That's my parents' age. They're 85 and 89. You're called the Silent Generation or the Traditionalist Generation. Raised through the Great Depression and World War II, families did not have as many kids. There were tough times, physically, emotionally, and economically. This is a smaller generation of people than a lot of the other cohorts. Some of our great-grandparents listening, like my folks, will be part of this group. If you were born between 1946 and 1954, your current age is 70 to 78. Of course, you're part of the boomer generation, but you know, you're boomers one. Did you know there was a boomers one and a boomers two? Boomers one, born in a time of economic prosperity and post-World War II hopefulness. This was a time of great enthusiasm to have more children, larger families, have a home, have a car, neighborhood picnics, all those things we see in those excellent 50s movies. If you're born between 1955 and 1964, your current age is 60 to 69. I just turned 60 last month. You're a boomers too. You know what the other name for boomers too is? Generation Jones. Generation Jones. Some of you probably have never heard of that. You know why we're called that, or where that name comes from? It's from the expression trying to keep up with the Joneses. We were a more competitive part of the boomer generation. There's these quotes from an article. The article is called Early Boomers and Generation Jones, Meet the Two Boomer Subgroups. It's by Skylar Word, who's an American, but the context is very similar to Canadian context. Life at home was more different for Gen Jones than the more traditional setting that early boomers experienced. More homes were being forced into having to working parents due to challenges in the economy and job availability. When Jen Jones went to school, there were not enough desks or books in the classroom because the school system wasn't ready for this large of a cohort. They weren't ready to put their kids in the same situation, so families were beginning to shrink in size. While the economy took a nosedive, and fuel prices spiked and job opportunities shrunk, Jen Jones, Generation Jones, Boomer 2, had to become more independent and learn to fight for their future because they quickly understood that nothing would be handed to them. With a tight job market, they knew they had to put their head down and work hard, dress for the jobs they wanted, not for the jobs they had, and develop methods of standing out. That is a quote from that book, Early Boomers and Generation Jones. Okay, so that gives you a glimpse of that and the separation between those, the two sides of the boomer generation. Most of our listeners, you fit into one or the other. If you're born between 1965 and 1980, current age is 44 to 59. We'll have some grandparents there too. I became a grandparent when I was 55. You're the Generation X. Now, where does the X come from? The term comes from a book by Paul Fussell titled Class, A Generation Guide Through the American Status System, written in 1983. Fussell used X to describe people who did not want to concern themselves with social pressures, money, or status. A lot of the hippie generation comes from that. Born between 1981 and 1996, your current age is 28 to 43. So now we're talking about the age of a lot of us who are grandparents, our kids would be. My daughter would be in this cohort. They're millennials, also known as Generation Y because it came after X. Millennials, the oldest members of this generation, became adults. They turned 18 and 19 at the turn of the millennium, and that's why they're called millennials. Born between 1997 and 2012, current age would be 12 to 27. My son, he's 27, even as I do this radio. They are called Gen Z, or sometimes you hear them called Zoomers. Now, on one side of the coin here, they're known for shopping, socializing, dating, making friends, and working online. That's part of their upbringing. They're now. They're here and now for them. To be fair, here's the good stuff about Zoomers or about Gen Z. Similar to the good stuff about millennials, because we don't want to just bring out the negative stuff. They are known to be resourceful, independent learners who value diversity and inclusive culture and places a high priority on their well-being and mental health. So there's a total upside there. Okay, we're almost to the end here, and then we'll put together why we're trying to understand each of these groups. Born between 2012 and 2024. Now, others cite, some of these dates are foggy if you go online and see who says which group starts when. Some say 2010 to 2024. This is so interesting. Many of us probably have not heard this expression. They're called Generation Alpha. I'm sure that's becoming more and more popular. Born when everything is connected by technology. The physical, the digital come together. We're sure seeing that with artificial intelligence right now, right? Children's entertainment is dominated by technology. And these kids, which includes my grandson, of course, are known as digital natives. Again, another expression you may never have heard, digital natives. When they have all been born, this cohort, by 2025, before the name changes, I guess, there will be more than 2 billion Generation Alpha globally. This will be the largest generation in the history of the entire world. Okay, grandparents and listening friends, what on earth do we do with this information? I mean, the gap between our child experiences and theirs is nearly unfathomable. Of course, everyone is talking about this new number one New York bestseller, The Anxious Generation, written by Jonathan Haidt. I'm reading it right now. And while it is mainly directed at parents and educators, there is so much here for grandparents. It's 300 pages of content. I especially love the title of the conclusion section. It is, Bring Childhood Back to Earth. When I read that, all I could think of was the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is where I can see grandparents' presence and storytelling and life experience and heartbeat being priceless, because the spirit within the human condition, or the number of emotions a child might have felt in 1940, 1950, 1960, is not different than the number of emotions a child might feel today, Generation Alpha. Happy, sad, frightened, hopeful, boomer or Generation Alpha or whatever, the soulfulness of God's creation has not changed. Sometimes we get so fearful that we forget that. I truly believe what I call Generation Grand, anyone of grandparenting age, may be the ones to muster up enough gentle courage and thoughtful measure of wisdom for both the anxious generation of children and youth, and also for their often anxious parents, our own dear children. I have some great guests lined up to chat about how we might best spend this courage and wisdom in really meaningful and tender ways. As you consider how you might share your courage and wisdom with an anxious generation, hear the words of Paul and his letter co-sender Timothy in Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Yes, that indeed says with thanksgiving, by prayer and petition. There's lots to think on there, right, grandparents? I know as a grandpa or as a pop-pop, I pray fervently for my grandson every single day. But I need to be praying for me too, petitioning for ways to bring comfort and joy and hope and wisdom, to bring all the sweet things that technology just cannot bring, with the heartbeat of a loving grandparent. This is an important prayer to pray faithfully. Such an important prayer. Okay, gee, the time goes by fast, doesn't it? As I did last week, let me leave you with the Grand Central benediction. I hope wherever you are right now, you can receive it as a blessing. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.